Stop doubting your potential. There is a past version of you that is mind blown by where you are today. Hey Girl Gazers, it's your host Taylor. I know it's been a hot minute, but welcome back to season 4 of Girl Gaze Podcast. Level up your career and tap into your full potential one episode at a time. From editors and entrepreneurs to fashion designers and influencers, Girl Gazer guests share inspiring stories and insights related to career, mindset, wellness, and fashion. Make sure you are subscribed to Girl Gaze Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you never miss an episode. And if you are a fan of the podcast, it would mean so much to me if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, you can leave a 5-star rating. Keep in touch on Instagram and TikTok at Taylor Bradford and at Girl Gaze Pod. I have a few interviews pre-recorded with incredible, ambitious Girl Gazer guests, and I cannot wait for you all to hear their stories. I am so excited to be back behind the mic, and the podcast has a total new look. First, let's take a moment for my new cover art. What do you guys think? I'm like smiling right now because it was just time. The OGs know I have had that same cover art literally 4 years ago when I started this podcast. And it's really crazy to think that 22-year-old Taylor built this and now I'm about to turn 27 literally next week on December 14th. And if there's one thing I've learned during these last 4.5 years living in New York City, chasing my dreams, growing, succeeding, failing, picking myself back up again, it's that life will unfold differently than you expect. Actually, I wish I could go back to my 22-year-old self and tell her that life will unfold better than I could have even imagined. Even though sometimes life may feel like you are wandering through a maze without Google Maps, sometimes you lose your way, sometimes you feel stuck. And in those moments where you feel like you can't bounce back, I would say it's never too late to start over, reinvent yourself, and begin a new chapter. And this exciting feeling of entering a new chapter is really what inspired this new era of Girl Gaze Pod. So I started my podcast rebrand by gathering inspiration for my cover and overall new visual look. I found inspiration pictures on Instagram and Pinterest and magazines and other podcasts, of course. And then I found an amazing graphic designer. Her name is Mia Frida, and she brought my vision to life. It was a total collaboration. I loved working with her, and you can check out the rebrand on the Girl Gaze Pod Instagram. I have a new logo, new fonts, new colors, new design elements, new Instagram templates. It's elevated and bold and sophisticated and youthful all at the same time, and you'll have to let me know what you think. I also have to tell you the story of how I got gifted this amazing suit you're seeing on the cover. And this story shows the importance of networking laterally, which I have mentioned on the pod before, because you will grow in your careers alongside your peers. Oh my gosh, that rhymed, and I did not even mean for it to. Anyway, I remember when I was a fashion assistant at my first big girl postgrad job at a fashion magazine in a windowless fashion closet in New York. I built connections with PR assistants at that time, who are now PR managers, PR directors, and because I'm currently freelance, which don't worry, we will get to that big life update in just a little bit, I get emails from publicists about brands that they represent or new product launches. And that's how I discovered the brand Nadine Murabi and this amazing white rose suit. Typically, publicists will send you these emails so that they can hopefully get featured in a magazine article, but I literally just responded and asked if the brand would be open to loaning me some pieces for my new cover art. And that's when I got reconnected with this amazing human. His name is Paul, and we first met when I was a fashion assistant. We were both hustling in this industry, trying to make a name for ourselves, and he said yes, and the brand sent me the suit. All you have to do is ask sometimes, guys. And like, that's not to say, I asked a handful of other brands prior to this, and they said no. But guess what? No will lead you to the right yes. And so the suit got delivered, and I bought this pink backdrop situation off of Amazon. And my mom took my photos for me. So shout out to my mom for being an amazing photographer and for playing a role in my relaunch. This also shows that you do not need a full-blown production. You don't need to have this, you know, limitless budget to have your vision come to life. Like, be scrappy and create a mood board and do the damn thing.
And also, don't wait. If you tell yourself, oh, I'll start this next week, I'll start this next month, and the next month becomes the month after that, sometimes later becomes never. And I can attest to this because I have struggled so hard with recording this relaunch. I am not even exaggerating when I say I've probably recorded this episode about 7 times, and I started over the summer just trying to get this relaunch out, and I just kept sitting on it and overthinking the message that I want to put out into the world, because if I'm being honest, this past year has definitely been challenging for me, to say the least. And when I set out to do my rebrand, I had a major health issue that I was struggling with from like mid-August through the beginning of October. And I don't know, I think my goal for this first episode back has changed over these past few months. And I really wanted to set out to create an episode that I could have used as inspiration and motivation and a source of levity when times were tough. So today we are catching up in a solo pod all about how my sound meditation and journaling practices have helped me rediscover myself and reach this level of self-love that I've quite literally never felt before. I introduce a new segment where I feature and answer a question from a fellow Girl Gazer listener, so one of you guys, about how to stop comparing yourself to others and how to eliminate negative self-talk. Some exciting career updates, because spoiler alert, I lost my fashion marketing job back in May, and a few of the biggest lessons I have learned this year. But before we get into that, I always kick things off with a gaze of the week, which is a thought or realization that I have been reflecting on recently. I want to talk about something that has literally changed my life. About a year ago, I broke my arm, specifically my elbow, and there is a whole other story that goes with that, but I'll spare you the details for now. And this injury is actually the real reason why I halted my podcast work. At this time, I was definitely not in the best place mentally, and I was in a lot of pain, and I really just couldn't do much. Looking back on this time in my life, almost a year later, I can now pinpoint the thing that really helped me get back to myself. So I found this amazing wellness hub on the Upper East Side. It's called Sage and Sound, and they host a bunch of meditation classes. And I just want to preface this with the fact that I didn't even think I could meditate. At that time, I felt like my mind was just, to like use this analogy of having a million tabs open at once on your computer, I just like could not clear my mind, and it was a lot of just negativity all up in there. My first kind of segue into meditation was a class with my favorite teacher at Sage and Sound. His name is George, and he has honestly become a dear friend of mine at this point. And I attended his sound meditation class. If you are not familiar with sound meditations, let me paint you a little picture. The classes are pretty small, so there's maybe like 10 people max, but I've been in classes where it's just been me and one other person. So you lay down on this, I like to call it a yoga mat meets Tempur-Pedic mattress. It is so comfortable, and you have a blanket that you can put on top of you. And I typically like to go through these sound meditations with one hand on my heart and the other on my belly. Sound meditations are known to reduce tension, anxiety, depression, anger, and fatigue, while increasing a sense of spiritual well-being. The instruments that are played by the practitioner have a vibration that operates on a different frequency than we live day to day. There are Tibetan singing bowls, crystal singing bowls, gongs, small bells. In George's class, we hum for a part of the meditation. And as the class goes on, you literally feel the energy changing within your body and around the room. It is such a special and powerful experience. I highly, highly recommend. If you were to have told me a year ago that I would be going to sound meditations pretty regularly, I wouldn't have believed you. Creating this space for myself has helped me in so many ways on my journey to self-love and self-acceptance. I've learned how to embrace the present moment, how to calm my mind when it's going in a million directions, how to let go of what no longer serves me. And every time I go to a class, I feel like I'm one step closer to becoming the very best version of myself. I want to share something that George said at the beginning of one of his meditations, and he said this a while ago, but it really resonated with me, so it's stuck with me ever since because it is so true. He said, "Your words are like spells." Let that sink in for a second. Your words are like spells. So how you speak to yourself matters, right? And it's easier said than done, but once you start to switch the narrative up, like your inner dialogue narrative, and replace negativity and problems with positivity, non-judgment, acceptance, and love, you'll begin to notice that your thoughts create your reality and your inner dialogue has the power to transform your world. So be kind to yourself. And the last thing that I'll say about this is sometimes when I'm in his class, I'm really able to focus on the sound, but other times my mind begins to wander and think about the problems of the past or the worries of the future. And instead of dwelling on these thoughts, I focus on this intention of your words are like spells. And I repeat positive affirmations over and over and over again in my head. And every time I leave one of his classes or I've dipped my toes into some other practitioners, I feel like I have given a gift to myself. Today's episode is brought to you by Vivrel, a luxury accessories members only club that provides you with access to borrow designer handbags and jewelry. Last month, I borrowed an amazing burgundy Dior saddlebag, and this month I am borrowing the black Chanel shoulder bag of my literal dreams. It's so stunning. Vivrel's curated selection also includes brands like Bottega, Prada, Saint Laurent, Valentino, and more. If you are not ready to commit to splurging on a designer handbag, this is such an amazing alternative, and I have a code for you. Use my code GIRLGAZE20 to receive 20% off and to skip the waitlist. Memberships start at $45 a month, and I put the Vivrel website in the show notes, so definitely check it out. So I actually reached out to a few Girl Gazers to submit questions to the podcast so that I can answer them either on solo episodes or with guests. I thought this would be a really fun and cool way to continue to grow and relate to our community and so that you guys can hear from fellow listeners. So without further ado, here is a question from Girl Gazer Daniela.
Hi, Taylor. My name is Daniela. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I've been listening to you pretty much during my whole entire senior year of college. So my question for you would be, how do you handle comparing yourself to others? And what really helps you keep track on really focusing on your own journey? Because I knew when I entered post-grad life a year ago, I really didn't know how to take care of myself. And I still do struggle a little bit with the comparison with my peers. So I would love to hear what you have to say on that.
Hey, Daniela, thanks so much for submitting your question and for being the very first Girl Gazer to be featured on an episode. Comparing yourself to others is human nature, whether that's related to career or relationships or what your body looks like or what someone's life looks like on social media. First, what I want to remind you is social media is a highlight reel. Everyone who has a presence on social media is curating their online identity in a certain way. LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, I guess, is more real than the others, but still, you are never getting the full story on social media. You never know what goes on behind closed doors. So if scrolling through social media is making you feel some sort of way, I think it might be time for a little detox, even if it's just a day. Try it out and see how your mindset changes. Also, if you notice that certain people that you follow are making you feel insecure about yourself and your journey, and you're just going into a comparison spiral, you can always unfollow them or mute them. It is also very important to understand that everyone is on their own path, and no one is walking the same path as you. There is no such thing as being behind in life. You have time to get to where you want to be, but you know, you have to put in the work to get there. I have interviewed countless girl gazers and have a stellar lineup for this season. And I think one of the best parts about this podcast is that it really proves that everyone is on their own journey and everyone's path is unique to themselves. So if you're still thinking, but Taylor, I listened to those podcast episodes and yes, I know that social media, you know, sometimes isn't the best thing for my mental health, but I still can't stop comparing myself to other people. What I would have to say to that is stop doubting your potential. Focus so much on watering your own grass that you don't have the time to check if someone else's is greener. Celebrate your small wins. Remember your past achievements. I feel like sometimes we are always looking forward and we forget to look back on the positives, right? There is a past version of you that is mind blown by where you are today. And I think the other thing about comparing yourself to others, which is super common, is that when you do this, you are spewing negative self-talk onto yourself, right? You're thinking, oh, well, this person has this, this person got that job, and I don't have this. And you're like kind of living in this lack thereof. Instead, you should challenge yourself to be happy for them, let go of any jealousy. Other people's successes do not dictate when or what should happen in your life, and other people's successes don't undermine how far you've come. At the end of the day, it's not a competition, and I know for a long time I definitely felt like it was, but when you start to surround yourself with the right people who lift you up, you will celebrate each other's wins. I truly believe that there is room at the table for all of us. And then the other part of this is to live in an abundance mindset by focusing on the good and practicing gratitude. No amount of regret will change the past. No amount of anxiety will change the future. But guess what? Any amount of gratitude will change the present. And it might sound corny, but it is so true. And I know that this is easier said than done, so I want to give you some tips and things that I'm working on right now to break this cycle of comparison, self-doubt, and negative self-talk. There is only 1 month left in 2023, and let me tell you, a lot can happen in a month if you decide to invest in yourself, shift your focus, and start implementing positive self-care habits into your weekly routine. So let's get into it. First is journaling, writing down affirmations, writing down what you're grateful for. I mean, there's so many different ways to journal. Journaling has been such a powerful tool for me, but I first want to say that it actually took me a very, very long time to get into journaling, and I feel like I go through waves of consistency. But having a really cute, aesthetically pleasing journal definitely helps me keep this practice going strong. If you are on the market for a new journal, I highly recommend the Papier Met Museum collaboration. It's called the Love Vines Wellness Journal. You can personalize it with your name. It is like a mauve pink, which is very on brand for girl gaze. I will link it in the show notes if you are interested in checking it out. I think the best part about journaling is that you get the opportunity to define yourself on your own terms. And with that, you get to also redefine yourself as you continue to evolve. I think there's a huge misconception, though, of how to define yourself because it always seems to get muddied up by other people's perceptions of you, your past, your regrets, your mistakes. So to me, journaling is this safe space where you get to just be insanely kind to yourself.
Bringing it back to the gaze of the week, I said, your words are like spells. And I read something the other day that said the most powerful words are I am, because they precede a self-belief that literally trickles into your subconscious. So whatever you choose to put after I am shapes your reality and directly impacts your mood and confidence levels. And if you're having a bad day or a bad week, it's really easy to limit yourself with labels like I am anxious, I am depressed, I am not capable, the list goes on.
And I find that this happens a lot in the workplace or maybe with toxic friendships of people saying certain things and displacing how they feel about themselves onto you. But you need to protect your energy and remember that what you think about yourself is far more important than what others think of you. And the easiest way to do this is to intentionally choose the words that follow, quote, I am. If you don't know where to start, don't you worry. I would probably just head to Pinterest and look up daily affirmations, positive affirmations, self-love affirmations, things like that, and start an ongoing list on your phone or jot them down on a piece of paper so that you have this like huge library of affirmations that you can pull from. I have my journal in front of me actually, and I'm happy to share some. Before I do though, I just want to say it is so important when you are writing down these I statements or manifestations or whatever it might be in your journal, you have to actually believe them, even if that means you are being a little delulu about it. The ones I'm about to share are a bit more general, but when it's a new moon, or if it's my birthday, or if I'm just in the mood to manifest, I will journal in the present tense all of the things that I envision for myself. This includes goals related to career or health or friendships or relationships. I will get super, super specific about it. And it's really amazing to look back on these and see what actually came to life. Okay, so here are some of the I statements that I come back to time and time again. I am strong. I am resilient. I believe in myself. I attract abundance, happiness, opportunities, and positivity. I am ready to turn old fears into new powers. I am beautiful. I am on the right path. I am so proud of myself. And the last example, in my opinion, is probably the most important one out of the bunch. It is, I love myself and accept my experiences and mistakes. This past year, I've learned that in order to love yourself, you cannot hate the experiences that shape you. But it's not easy. Radical self-love and acceptance is a courageous act. You have to be vulnerable and honest with yourself and understand that personal growth takes time. It's not all black and white because life will always have its ups and downs, but once you start to consistently show up for yourself, embrace the present moment, take care of yourself, and find the self-care habits that work for you, you will level up in so many different ways. And beyond that, you will become the person you are meant to be. I briefly mentioned earlier that I lost my job in May, and recently there have been way too many layoffs in the industry. So I just want to remind you that when one door closes, another one opens. I am currently freelance, and I just signed with a very exciting new client, and I want to share the story of how I got this gig. And it's something that I've spoken about many times on the podcast. It all went down in the DMs. I am working for an agency that specializes in celebrity personal branding and social media and content creation. Also, really quickly before I get into the story, I swear I manifested this opportunity through journaling. There's just something really unsettling about losing your job and being thrown off your timeline, and everyone else's lives continue, but now you're kind of stagnant and kind of freaking out. And a part of me also felt imposter syndrome. So journaling during this time really helped me cultivate this unwavering belief in myself, but also the belief that everything is working out better than I could ever imagine. Like, that was my affirmation, that was my motto of the summer. And now that everything is unfolding differently than I would have ever expected in terms of my career, I'm just ready to go for it. Like, I can envision a different path for myself than I had ever even thought was possible. Also, I feel like through this experience, I have now set new goals for myself that are equally as exciting as they are scary. I think it takes a lot of bravery to dream big and just to trust that good things are coming. Okay, let's get into the story of how I landed this job. I was perusing through LinkedIn and I stumbled upon this post from this girl who I wasn't even connected with. It showed up on my feed because someone within my network liked it. And the post said something like, I'm looking for an iPhone videographer to capture content at New York City influencer and celebrity events. Immediately, I was like, wait, I can definitely do that. And at that time, I had just finished redoing my portfolio. And I just want to say really quickly, if you work in marketing or do something creative, I think that having a portfolio is extremely important because having a resume does not really illustrate all of the things that you've done when it comes to strategy, campaigns, social media examples, photo shoots, events. So I connect with her on LinkedIn and shot her a message over there, but crickets, she did not respond. But I was like, okay, she seems young, and if she's doing social media, she's probably active on her Instagram. So I followed her on Instagram, slid into her DMs, and I kid you not, within 10 minutes, I had an interview for the next day. We hopped on a quick call. She's in LA and I'm in New York, so it was on Zoom. And I basically got hired in 15 minutes. Moral of the story, don't wait for opportunity, create your own, and your next career opportunity can literally be on the other side of a DM. What do you have to lose? I do want to say though, being freelance is definitely not easy and it has been such a journey. Like I had this client over the summer and she kind of effed me over. So I have definitely learned a lot through this process, but I am very excited for what's to come. So if you guys have any questions about freelancing, how to land clients, how to know what your rates should be, DM me your questions and I'll record an episode about that. But I am remaining very open-minded right now when it comes to other clients or even full-time jobs. It would just have to be the right fit for me and also the right compensation.
I think the most successful people are the ones who are the most open-minded with their careers. I remember when I first started in this industry when I was a fashion assistant, I had a very linear idea of what I thought I wanted. I literally wanted to become a fashion editor and just climb the editorial corporate ladder. And I am just so happy that even at age 23, I was able to seamlessly make a pivot. And then I pivoted back into the editorial world, and then I pivoted out back into the brand side. And I've learned so many different skills along the way that now are my differentiating factor when I'm trying to sell myself to a client, or if I'm taking a call with someone, or if I'm interviewing somewhere. I think my next solo episode is going to be more career focused. So if you have any questions about pivoting or anything specific to my experiences, definitely let me know. My DMs are open. In the meantime, if you want to learn a bit more about my career history, you can listen to season 4, episode 1. It's called Fashion Week Stories and Why Direction is More Important Than Speed.
Okay, let's get into my girl gaze faves for today's episode, starting with red accents are in and are the perfect way to add a pop of color to a neutral look. I recently purchased a pair of red ballet flats from Stuart Weitzman, and it's kind of like a square toe and it has a cute little bow on it. And I just love them. Something about a ballet flat coming back in style, I'm like, heck yes, this is such a win for my fellow tall girlies. Okay, my second girl gaze fave for this week is for my fellow dog mom girlies. And I discovered this website through TikTok. It's called littlebeast.co, and they have the cutest dog sweaters, dog little puffer jackets. I got my dog Luna a really cute blue sweater that has a bow design all over it. I swear it's cute, way cuter in person than it probably sounds. And then I also got her a reversible puffer jacket that comes in pink and purple. For my third girl gaze fave of the week, let's go with a beauty staple in my makeup routine. I love a good highlighter that is shimmery, silvery, just gives you that glow that half blinds you, but then the other half you're like, wow, that girl's highlighter is literally stunning. And I have been using this specific highlighter in the shade for years now. It's from Benefit Cosmetics in the shade Cookie. And then for my girl gaze goal of the week, exercise and nutrition have played a huge part in getting back to myself and feeling good. So I think I want to put a number to this, going to the gym 3 times, cooking myself a protein-rich breakfast 5 times, and cooking myself dinner 2 to 3 times. It is such a commitment, but I feel a lot better when I don't order in. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, it would mean so much to me if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts or just a 5-star review on Spotify. Take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me, message me your thoughts. Also, if you would like to submit a question to the podcast, feel free to shoot the Girl Gaze Pod Instagram a voice memo, or you can email a voice recording to girlgazepodcast@gmail.com. As a reminder, I'm going to try my best to release episodes every Wednesday. I will speak with you all very soon. And until then, keep killing it, Girl Gazer.